The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 278, Ambush.
Four unidentified small craft are approaching from starboard and port sides. No transponder codes.
Georgia, silence the alarms. Maintain zero-G status and give me distance and closing rate.
20 standard miles. Rate of closure makes approximate time for contact. 3 minutes.
Take the con until it becomes tactical.
I have the con. Joe Mack, you and Sling go to the shuttle bay and ready the two shuttles. Captain Tam, take the helm. Prometheus, this is Mercury.
This is Prometheus.
We have four unidentified spacecraft approaching. Contact time is 3 minutes. They're not transmitting a transponder signal. Consider them hostile. We're getting our shuttles ready.
We will do the same. Gambi and Marco will be at the ready. Do you think this is part of Hanukkah's escape plan?
We have no proof of that at this time.
In general, we wouldn't be concerned since this is a heavy traffic area. However, they're not transmitting a transponder code as required by law.
In addition, there is that threat of a rescue attempt.
I agree. This is a matter not to be taken lightly. We're going to maximum defense mode.
Georgia, prepare defense shields. Initiate on my command.
Preparing defense shields.
Steady as she goes.
Steady as she goes. I show bogey still on course. Rate of closure is constant.
Are you getting any kind of radar signature?
Negative on that.
Yeah, we're both in position and ready for launch.
We're going tactical. Jaffra, the con is yours.
I have the con. Georgia, open shuttle bay doors.
Bay doors opening.
Prometheus, open shuttle bay doors.
Opening doors.
Gabby and Marco, are you on comms?
On comms, ready for launch.
Joe Mack, are you on comms yet?
I have you, Lima Charlie, ready to deploy.
I read you loud and clear. Also ready to deploy.
For communication purposes, Gabby, you are Shuttle 1, Joe Mack Shuttle 2, and Slane, you are 3. All shuttles deploy and take up defensive positions.
One away.
Two away.
Three away.
We have radar contact. Mercury, I recommend we go side by side.
Agreed. We're pulling up on your port side. Shuttlecrafts, form up on us to the rear.
I'll take the 12 o'clock position.
I'll be at 9 o'clock.
Then it's fitting. 3 will be at 3.
Unknown spacecraft within visual range.
Searching.
I have contact. 2 o'clock our level.
Defense shields up.
Defense shields are up.
I recognize those ships. They were with Zardoz. My guess is sending them to plunder, not rescue. Hanukkah has no intention of freeing Lister.
Hold your positions until they make their move.
We are charging EMP cannon.
Georgia, what is our defense status?
EMP is fully charged. Protective shields at 100%.
The ships are pairing off and splitting up.
I'm going after the two to our right. You two stay with our ships.
Are you sure you won't take on two of them?
I know the odds aren't fair, but there's only two of them.
That's one thing she can't resist, a good fight. Oh, be careful, Gabby.
Georgia, put all communications on open channel.
Attention, all personnel. All comms are now open channel.
Unknown spacecraft, this is a vessel of the Intergalactic Defense Federation. You are in violation of Federation rules. Identify yourselves. Shots fired! Shots fired! Engage!
The other pair is trying to outflank us.
They're splitting up. Let's get after them.
Gabby, he's coming in at 12 o'clock high.
Chandelle time. Ready your cannon. Here we go, loop-de-loop.
And here we go, loop-de-loop. Steady. Steady. Got him. The other one's on the run.
Slane, you got one on your six.
I can't shake him.
Bank left and down on my mark. 3, 2, 1. Got him.
There's one right behind him. Now at your six, a slightly higher. I can't turn fast enough to get him. Nose down, nose down.
Woohoo! Got him, Skipper.
Nice shooting, Marco. All clear.
Excellent work, everyone. They return to your ships and we'll discuss what happened.
What happened was they got their butts kicked.
I see you're back on the map. What's bothering you?
This IP number.
Yeah? The one we traced back to the Pentagon? What about it?
Why an IP address on this map? What's the significance?
Our theory is that this was the terminal that the Rage Moles were using in the Pentagon. It somehow ties in with Operation Ralph.
I still think that's a dumb name.
I think it's pretty appropriate. Ralph wrecks the internet.
Do you really think it's a coincidence that our map links to the man that Thornton is chasing and possibly the man that Barnes is following?
Think about it, Nelson. What's the common denominator?
Rage.
Then there's your answer. We know one of Rage's favorite targets involves the internet. Operation Ralph wrecked the internet.
So how would they do that here in D.C.?
I've been looking into that. There are two major internet exchanges in D.C. Let me see that map we were using as a reference.
Here you go.
Okay, they're on here. Look, just north of the Smithsonian, right here next to Planet World.
Okay, what exactly am I looking at?
The NE2 East Core site. This is one of the two main exchange hubs in D.C.
And these hubs are the main ones?
This one is at 1275 K Street Northwest. And then just up by Habitat for Humanity International at 1099 14th Street Northwest is the second exchange hub.
Interesting. But we have no evidence that points to those exchanges being targets.
I'm just saying it's something we need to keep an eye on.
I think we're going to need more eyes. Russian threats, bridges, the Pentagon, internet hubs, drug runners in Florida. Where does it end?
Unfortunately, with Rage, it never does.
All right, ixnay on the Adray.
What? Oh.
You two come up with anything new?
We're looking at some possibilities. Take a look at the map here.
All right. What am I looking at besides a street map of D.C.?
You might remember that the back of the map was Operation Ralph.
That's right. And that was a combination to the floor safe. So what's new about that?
The only Ralph we can think of that might have relevance is the movie Ralph Wrecks the Internet.
So we were looking at what possible targets there were for that scenario.
And what did you find?
These two stars I put on the map represent the two exchange hubs for the internet in D.C.
We think it's worth keeping an eye on for possible terrorist activity.
In this day and age, the best way to cripple society is to take down its ability to communicate.
And the number one form of communications today is the internet.
Makes sense, I guess. So what's your plan?
We want to scout out the location and look for vulnerable areas.
Soft spots in the security system.
I suppose that makes sense.
So anything new on the Lees and their cocaine distribution network?
Not yet. These people fell off the DEA's radar. They're either very lucky or very good.
Or they have some pretty good help.
We know they have to help. That may be the only way we can catch them.
Catch the help and turn them.
Exactly. So what's the next step for you two?
I'm going to notify my section about the possible internet attack. We don't have much to go on, so we need to dig a little deeper.
I'm sure your homeland security people will keep an eye out for anything suspicious. Well, I'll head back to the office. I just want to see how things are going.
Oh, they're going.
But not very fast.
I see you managed to find your way back.
Yeah, we followed the fast food joints on the way back.
Hey, I do my best to support the local economy.
So McMillan was busted, and he was on the plane with you coming back.
Who knew? I mean, whoever these Leos were, they were all over him and the Russian.
It's pretty obvious that they were McMillan's people, and they arrested him for show.
Yeah, that was all for the benefit of the Russian.
And you have no idea which agency made the arrest?
I don't know. Kate swears it wasn't Homeland.
Well, I've been doing some checking around, and no one is claiming responsibility.
That screams either organized crime or a covert operation to me.
Yeah, but what would McMillan be doing with a covert team? If they were covert, he had to be in on it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have let him walk.
Maybe they were organized crime, and they pretended to arrest McMillan so they could take the weapons without having to pay for them.
Spoken like a true Hongan.
I mean, think about it. The guy takes you to a locker full of illegal weapons, the mob comes and robs you, who are you gonna call? I can tell you one thing, it ain't Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's for sure. I seriously doubt that happened, Sam. He's just a middle guy. I'm sure if they were gonna hit the gun runners, they would use the Russian to get to the source.
The Russian guy's been pretty much off the radar lately. Very little reported about him.
We definitely need to find out who made the bust, if there was a bust at all.
Didn't the storage facility have security cameras?
Not that one. It wouldn't have mattered because we got out of there as fast as possible. I called them from the airport and they confirmed that they had no cameras back there.
Kind of makes you wonder what else happens there. I'd love to see it in an episode of Storage Wars.
There's a show about Storage Wars?
Relax, Sam. It's not that kind of war.
Well, I've been in touch with them. Evidently, the Russian rented the unit just a few days ago and paid cash up front. So, are you going to call Janet?
Either that or wait an hour or two and she'll call me. Hey, Mrs. McMillan, this is Jim Barnes.
Hello, Mr. Barnes. I've been waiting for your call. How did it go?
Well, I guess the best way to describe it was uneventful. Your husband met a man at a country club at Fort Chadden. They went into the clubhouse and spent an hour or more. I suspect they had lunch and discussed business. We followed him back to the airport. Did he come straight home?
Yes, he did. But he said he had to check in with the office with the results of his meeting. All he said was it went well.
So, do you still suspect him of anything?
There's just something about what he's doing. I don't know. Sometimes it seems odd he has to travel to meet someone about a possible contract. I feel like a lot of this could be done in a Zoom meeting or emails. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you never know. Some of these contracts could mean millions to a company. It's better to spend a few bucks for a face-to-face meeting rather than risk misunderstanding on text. Now, if you want, I can continue following him.
I just want to make 100% sure that he isn't doing something behind my back. I'll contact you if another meeting comes up. In the meantime, I can pay you.
Oh, that won't be necessary. Let's wait until this is resolved before doing that.
Whatever you say, I just want resolution.
We'll do everything we can, Mrs. McMillan.
Thank you. That's all I can ask. And thank you for calling.
Sure thing.
It's Holiday.
Thanks. Yes, Director.
Jim, we've been analyzing the photo you sent from the storage facility.
Any luck?
Not a whole lot so far. We traced the plates and they don't match the vehicles. In fact, they don't match any vehicle.
That's strange. I could have sworn they were GSA plates.
They were, but it's apparent that they are counterfeit. Those plates didn't show up anywhere in our database.
Black SUV with dark windows and fake plates?
We're trying to make sense of it ourselves. Whatever kind of operation this was, it is very suspicious. My counterparts in the CIA, FBI, DEA, ATF, all of them claim no involvement. I even checked with local law enforcement. No one was working any kind of sting operation in that area.
So this is either extremely covert or criminal.
So to be clear, you saw McMillan get cuffed, but you didn't see any confiscation of weapons.
That's correct. They put both of them into an SUV and I got out of Dodge as fast as I could.
That was probably a smart thing to do. We got our people in the Chicago area going through traffic cam footage. Big black SUVs driving together should be easy to spot. Hopefully we can track them either direction to find out where they started.
All right, in the meantime, we'll keep an eye on McMillan here.
Sounds good.
Thanks for calling.
Sounds like Homeland isn't getting anywhere with this either.
Apparently not.
I say we go pick up McMillan and let me interrogate him Hongan style.
I don't even want to know.
How much further up is the turn?
It should be at the top of this hill. You think there's a chance he'll be there?
Well, the place is around Canandaigua. It's as good a place as any, if not better.
I know he's on the run from the government, but do you think he'd just hide in the woods? I mean, where's Rage? It seems they'd want to protect their investment.
It could very well be that they told him to lay low until they could get to him. What better place to lay low than the cabin, an area you know like the back of your hand?
Okay, it's right here. Wow, this road is rough.
Kind of reminds me of home back in the hills of Virginia.
Really? Was it this rough?
Let's just say there were more dirt roads than paved ones.
So I guess your school bus ride was a rough one.
No, actually the state paid my parents to drive me to the nearest paved highway. It was about a 5-mile trip one way. They used an old 38 Plymouth with a wooden back seat.
What? Wooden? That's odd.
I just remember not leaning back on the seat. Otherwise, I'd have quite a headache where we got to the bus stop home.
Take this turn here. I bet you had an interesting childhood.
Yeah, my daddy was Army, too. I lived in all kinds of places. I had a pretty rich childhood.
There it is up ahead. I don't see a car or anything.
Imagine if he's hiding. There wouldn't be anything out in the open. John, we need to talk with you. Can you come out? Jonathan Windsor, are you in there?
If he was ever here, I think he's gone. Well, it's not locked.
Hello? John? Anyone here? Let's check it out.
It doesn't look like anyone has been here. I don't see any signs of anything out of place.
Looks like the fireplace has been used.
But everything is cold. I don't see any embers.
You have a mirror? I don't feel like getting soot all over me.
Yeah. Here you go.
Thanks. Now let's see. Okay, the flue is open. Most people will close that if the fireplace is not going to be used for a while.
So there's a chance he might have been here.
There's a chance somebody was here. Now whether it was him or not remains to be seen.
Let's look around a little closer.
Place looks pretty clean for a cabin.
A little too clean, if you ask me. It looks like whoever was here last scrubbed this place down.
Well, not quite.
What did you find?
Look under the table here. There's a bunch of crumbs on the floor. It's been my experience that if there were crumbs on the floor in a cabin in the woods, it wouldn't be there for very long.
Is that from your handbook of Appalachian living?
Ants would be all over this place as if it were a few days old. I think he or somebody was here recently.
Since Joe said that this was on a timeshare and no one is scheduled to be here, I think you might be right.
Let's check outside.
Over here.
What'd you see?
Right here. Quad tracks leading that way.
Sound carries well in the woods, and I don't hear anything. Either he dismounted or he's long gone.
What do you think we should do?
We'll stay here a little while and listen to see if he just stopped. If we don't hear anything, we'll go back and research this area.
I could use some peaceful nature sounds for a while.
We have returned to 1G rotation. You are free to move around the cabin.
Gabby, Marco, you are cleared to egress the shuttle.
Copy that. We're on our way.
That was quite a display out there.
Yes, it was. They all did exceptionally well. Liam, do you show any signs of the four ships?
I have three disabled ships in free float. The fourth departed at the beginning of the fight.
Most likely to report back to Zardoz. So you're convinced that wasn't a rescue attempt?
I'm positive. Portal Passage is the perfect place for an ambush by pirates. Now, if they succeeded in overtaking us, I'm sure they would have let Lister and Ursula go. But I believe their main objective was to loot. According to Jomek, Hanukkah had no intention of rescuing them.
So you think it's quite possible these ships were acting independent of Zardoz?
Yes, I do.
I do? Whoa, is someone getting married?
I hardly think so.
That was a pretty impressive display of flying out there.
Well, it was a group effort.
Yeah, it was a group effort. And a blast. It was like an intense game of Space Invaders.
Space Invaders? How old are you?
Yeah, I'm old enough to know I get a whack in the back of a flaming scone for asking stupid questions. And besides, I like retro games.
This wasn't a game, but you all scored well. Did either one of you get the feeling this was a rescue attempt?
It's really hard to say. We were out there with two large freighters and three shuttles with decent firepower. I think they were trying to disable us, then possibly attempt a boarding by a larger vessel.
Well, whatever their plans were, we threw a monkey wrench into them.
Prometheus, this is Mercury.
Go ahead, Mercury.
Have Gabby and Marco returned to Lacon yet?
Yes, they are both here.
I just wanted to say that was an awesome display of flying from everyone. You managed to neutralize three of the four ships.
That fourth ship departed as soon as the shooting started. I had the feeling he was going for reinforcements.
Which leads me to believe that this was an act of piracy and not a flaming rescue attempt.
We checked on Lister and Ursula. They are convinced that this isn't over, so let's be on our guard going back to Baldibar.
Those two are amazing. They just don't give up.
I'm showing clear sailing to Baldibar. Nothing showing on radar.
We're also showing all clear. Resume normal flight operations. We'll fall in behind you.
Copy that. We will accelerate to the all-ahead full cruising speed.
Copy.
Helmsman, all-ahead full.
Aye, all-ahead full.
So, Agent Simon, I understand you and Agent Slane will be headed back home as soon as we land in Baldibar.
Yes, evidently we're needed back at MI6. Time to take off the bounty hunting hat and put on the spy hat.
Well, Simon, we're going to miss you, and Slane too.
Well, how about me?
You're going too?
Yes, I certainly am.
Why?
Why? Because she's my daughter.
How will the crew react to the news that Lenora is Tony Simon's daughter? Will they make it to Baldibar? Will Thornton and Scarlet be able to track McMillan? Will Barnes figure out who made the arrest in Chicago? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Family Matters.